Renault unveils autonomous electric GT concept car. Renault has unveiled Trezorit's all-electric Grand Tourer concept car following in the footsteps of the 2010 Dazer concept and previewing trends likely to be seen in future Renault models. The Trezor features red glazing and carbon bodywork with contrasting surface finishes. On the hood, a honeycomb-form air intake is designed to provide a variable geometry intake. On the left-hand side of the body, the fuel filler hatch has been replaced by an analog gauge that indicates the vehicle's charge level. The Trezor's one-piece clamshell roof lifts to give access to the interior. Standing 1,080 mm, 42.5 inches, tall, the Trezor requires occupants to straddle the side of its body as they climb in as a throwback to the world of classic racing cars. Using a process developed by Keim Cycles, the dashboard comprises superimposed thin strips of ash. According to Renault, the finished article provides a level of strength comparable with that of modern composite materials. The interior features three screens, one centrally mounted featuring the logo and two touchscreen displays either side instead of conventional stock controls. Trezor under the hood. The Trezor's motor derives from the Renault E-Dams, two-time winner of the Formula E Team's world title. With a maximum power of 260 kilowatts, 350 horsepower, and peak torque of 380 newton-meters, it provides acceleration from standstill to 62 miles per hour in less than 4 seconds. The Trezor features two batteries, each of which has its own cooling system optimized by the variable geometry air intake incorporated in the hood. The Trezor also incorporates a brake-operated energy recovery system, courtesy of the Rechargeable Energy Storage System, RESS, technology developed for Formula E racing. The batteries are located separately, one at the front and the other at the rear, in an effort to give the Trezor optimal weight distribution. Its wide tracks, front, 2048 mm, rear, 2106 mm, and wheelbase, 2776 mm, are designed to enhance road holding, while the low bodywork optimizes aerodynamics to achieve a drag coefficient, CD, of 0.22. Its center of gravity is also particularly low, ground clearance, 25 centimeters, for greater stability and less body roll. To improve battery range and performance, Renault Design paid special attention to taking weight out of the vehicle. The chassis incorporates a central carbon cell mated to tubular steel frames front and rear. The monocoque and access hatch are made from carbon. Thanks to this work, that has the poise of a GT, length, 4,700 mm, 185 inches, width, 2,180 mm, 85.8 inches, height, 1,080 mm, 42.5 inches, while tipping the scales at 1,600 kg, 3,527 pounds. An autonomous Grand Tourer. Renault's multi-sense system enables the Trezor to offer a choice of three driving modes, neutral, sport, and autonomous. The Trezor is intended to embody Renault's vision of how autonomous cars can make traveling safer and more enjoyable. When the car is in autonomous mode, the exterior lighting signature changes and extends to the lateral and rear logos to indicate to other road users that driving has been delegated. Beyond 2020, Renault's target is to make completely safe hands-off, eyes-off technology available for its mainstream vehicles. For more automotive news, check out this Mercedes 18.5-foot autonomous electric concept car.